This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The cooperative Iowa weather has led to rapid crop growth. We'll have more from LG Seeds right after this.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
This year's weather has been mostly outstanding for the crops, and that is easy to see when you look at your nearest corn and soybean fields. Too much rapid growth can cause problems, however, and Iowa farmers are seeing that this year. David Hoy, Northeast Iowa agronomist with LG Seeds, said the fields in his area have progressed rapidly through their reproductive stages.
We're seeing a surprising amount of corn that is really moving quickly through its reproductive stages. We've got a lot of corn that is soaking up those heavy GDUs that are out there with that heat that we've recently got, along with all the moisture, and it's really cranking through its reproductive stages. So as we look at the crop growth cycle, it's really moving quite along fast. So we've got a little bit of southern rust moving in, which is always a concern. Hopefully our corn that's moving faster is going to be kind of cooked and baked by the time the southern rust really gets cranked up, though.
Hoy said farmers should get out in their cornfields now and start making game plans for harvest.
Boy, that plant is just putting absolutely everything it can into the kernel and doing it at a quick rate, which can sometimes affect maybe some stock quality, maybe some test weight. But for the most part, it is really cranking through. And so as a farmers that are out there, you know, checking crops, peeling back those husks, you know, it's always good to check and see where that milk line is. And boy, start planning ahead where you're going to start with the combine, because the crop can tell you just exactly where it's sitting right now, and it might surprise you.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.